All right, Shalom, his brother Zachariah from the Israelite Report podcast. I want to say all praises due to Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shai. Peace and blessings to the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth that are pushing the truth. This article here from NBC News, this was published some time ago. This was like back in January of this year. But there's something in this article. Matter of fact, just the title alone lets you know that Esau is still pushing these jabs, you know what I mean? And they still have the mindset to push the MOTB, right? They have the mindset to push the mark of the beast. So NBC News, quietly and over some objections, a national digital jab card, you know what I mean, vax card, has emerged. Says the smart health card is voluntary, minimum by design, to protect personal information. About 80% of the jabbed people in the U.S. most likely have access to it. So, and they show a picture of, you know, these college students walking by and they're flashing their phone with the QR code on it, and it's someone that that scans it, okay? So we're getting closer and closer to the actual day that this MOTB, the Mark of the Beast system, goes live. You know what I mean? So in this article, it says whether they realize it or not, again, it's from NBC News, whether they realize it or not, about 200 million people in the United States now likely have access to a CV-19 digital vax card. Okay, and they're pushing it like this is a good thing, right? But we all know that this is just a setup. And I said some time ago that the whole thing with the jab is just a precursor. Because we had a lot of people talking about the jab itself is the MOTB, like it's the mark. But I kept saying no. It feels like it. You know what I mean? It feels like it because we never seen anything like this where they were like mandating that you get these shots. But I understand brothers having that feeling. But the thing is that we hadn't got to the point yet where this is actually mandatory, where you cannot buy or sell. You can still buy and sell without it. Okay. When that microchip is mandated, that's going to be a whole nother animal. Okay? You won't be able to get around that. You were able to get around the jab. Okay? Matter of fact, they even dropped the mandates for the time being. Right? We know these devils, you know, they're sneaky. And they're going to bring it back. We all know that. Right? But when we get to that MOTB, when we get to the actual microchip, that's going to be a different story. You will not be able to buy or sell without it. A lot of brothers are going to be put to death. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. Okay, a lot of us just, you know, they're going to give you, hey, it's going to be like, hey, you either get this implanted in you or you go to the guillotine, and that's that. But at the top of this article, it says quietly and over some objections. And the key word there is quietly, because while everyone's talking about Russia and Ukraine, this is what's going on. This is what this devil got up his sleeve. Quietly, they have, matter of fact, let me read it again. Quietly and over some objections, a national digital vax card has emerged. It hasn't just emerged. They had this thing in the planning for a very long time. Okay? But we know through the spirit of Yahweh by Hashem Yahweh Shai that this is what this devil is going to do. right? Why? Because we know our enemies. The scripture tell you to know your enemy. All right. You need to know your enemy. It says here, any such card seemed like a remote possibility a year ago when people first began receiving paper cards as proof of their CV vax. The Biden administration said in March that it would not take the lead on any national health pass, instead defer to the private sector, and the idea of a vax passport has faced opposition and even bans. So basically what's happening is, it says, especially in Republican-led states such as Alabama and Texas, people are pushing back against these vax cards. Okay. So what they've done is, and this is how sneaky Esau is, they faced a lot of resistance from the public. Okay, not just from Jake, you know, but also from Esau, because a lot of Edomites don't want to take this damn thing either, right? Because, you know, you have a lot of Christian-based Edomites out there. So what they did was they got as much as they could out of it, but then they said, okay, we're going to scale it back for the time being. And then they distracted everyone with this Russia versus Ukraine thing. And that's why this article says here, and this is prior to the situation with Russia and Ukraine. It says, again, because this article was written in January of 2022, right? Quietly and over some objections, a national digital vax card has emerged. So that means that this devil was already being sneaky and cunning prior to this Russia versus Ukraine thing. Okay, their key word there is quietly. All right. It says, back in this article here, it says, rather than a single app, the smart health card is open source computer code that anyone can use to ping a verified source of health data and produce the unique QR code. The digital cards are now widely available from more than 400 sources, including states, pharmacies, and healthcare organizations. So there you go, man. There you go. Look, there's going to be a famine of the word, and that's something that I've been really thinking about as of late. There's going to be a famine of the word because what Esau is doing, he used hate groups such as the KKK, even black nationalist groups a couple of years ago, because I follow the news, a couple of years ago to ban people like Farrakhan and Alex Jones and people like that off of YouTube, right? Then what these devils did when the pandemic popped off, they used what they call misinformation about, you know, concerning these jabs as a way to have an excuse to ban people and to quiet people and shut people up and censor people. And they make it seem like they're doing it for public health. But really, 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 what they want to do is they're really doing this censorship because they're getting closer and closer to rolling out that actual MOTB. All right, the actual mark. Okay, the actual microchip. So they want to have, they're not fooling me. They want to have everything in place. They want to have the censorship in place early, prior to that rollout. Okay? Because they don't want you to be able to talk about it or call it the mark. You know what I mean? They don't want brothers talking about it. All right? Also, they're using Russia versus Ukraine. DuckDuckGo just said that they're going to push something along the lines. They're going to push anybody talking about Russia or pro-Russia to the side, pretty much, or basically push them to the back of their search engine. That's, again, these are just preludes to the real mark of the beast, which is coming very shortly. But they're putting all of these, listen, the jab was nothing but a prelude. These mandates were nothing but a prelude. This card, these QR code cards, that the digital passports and all that, or digital cards, I mean, that they're coming out with, this is just a prelude. Okay? This devil was sneaky. He thinks he's sneaky, but I see what he's doing. Through the spirit of and the power of Yahweh Bashem, Yahweh Shah. So I'm going to come back in a minute and I'm going to get this scripture. Okay, so I'm back. I wanted to get this scripture right quick because I was saying that Esau think he's slick. Esau think he's sneaky. But the Most High, you know, wrote, the ending was written in the beginning. So we know what this devil's going to do. The scriptures are correct and exact. And let me see. I want to get Jeremiah, the 49th chapter. One of my favorites here. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start at the 7th verse. It says, concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Says, is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Says, flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. It says, if grape gatherers come to thee, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. And so Esau can be as sneaky as he want to be. And, you know, he's going to fool a lot of people and has fooled a lot of people, but he's not going to fool the men of the Lord, especially not those that are of the hopeful elect. And that's point blank, period. But as far as the rest of the world, people that are concerned with this world, man, Esau's fooling a lot of people. You know, you got a lot of these idiots running around with this hashtag, Ukraine, you know, all this crap, man. These people are stuck on stupid, but that's the Most High putting the blinders on these people. But the scriptures say, you know, he has made Esau bare, you know, and he's made him bare to the men of the Lord. The men of the Lord can see through, you know, and that's not a light thing, man. That's not a light thing. That's not something you should just like kind of like just take for granted. You know, the Most High power allow you to see Esau. He allowed you to see this devil and understand what this devil is trying to do with all of these distractions, man, all of these distractions that are in the world. And yet we're able to see clearly exactly what this devil is doing. That is not something to sneeze at, man. That is something to thank and praise the Most High for. Because there's a lot of people that just don't know what the hell's going on in this world. Back to this article here, it says, I think I read this part, but I'll read it again. It says, rather than a single app, I'm talking about this QR code that they're, this QR code national pass that they're secretly and quietly implementing. It says, rather than a single app, the smart health card is open source computer code that anyone can use to ping a verified source of health data and produce the unique QR code. The digital cards are now widely available. Look, widely available. Now, this is all happening while you're looking at Russia this, Ukraine that, and all of this made up theater, fake war that they got going on, because there's been a lot of fake videos, fake pictures. While all this distraction is going on, this is what this devil is doing. It says the digital cards are now widely available from the 400 sources, including states, pharmacies, and healthcare organizations. It says the fact that the system exists in any form is a triumph, right, for a loose coalition of technologists, nonprofit groups, and mostly democratic states that champion the development of a digital vax card even before the first COVID shots were administered. Now, check that out. All right. So this devil already had all this stuff planned. This devil already had this plan. Let's see. It says the digital card offers a few benefits beyond a paper card. QR codes can't be forged in the way of a paper card, in the way a paper card could be. Let me read that again. It says the digital card offers a few benefits beyond a paper card. Okay. So they're saying that this QR code is the future, and it's better than the paper cards, because remember, you had this thing where people weren't really taking a jab, and they were forging the cards, and they were producing these fake fax cards. So they're saying, oh, but with this QR code, no one can fake it. Okay, see, this is just a prelude. That's exactly what they're going to do when it comes to the chip, the microchip. When that microchip come around, they're going to say, oh, this is a good thing, because just like they're doing with the QR code, they're saying, oh, with the QR code, no one can fake it, right? Because with the card, people were able to fake it. People were able to forge it, have fake cards and all that. But now they're saying, oh, but with this QR code, you won't be able to fake it, or it's going to be more difficult to fake it. So the next step, the next phase is going to be the microchip, right, which the Pentagon has already admitted to having, and they are linking it to your health. They're saying the benefit of the, it's called a, I forget what it's called. It's called a health scanner. No, it's called a health monitor, the microchip that the Pentagon has come out with, right? They had a special on BBC, was it 60 Minutes? They had a special on 60 Minutes saying that this health monitor, this microchip, this health monitor, they can implant it in your skin and it can monitor your health. You know, check your blood sugar and you know, if you on the verge of having a heart attack, or, you know, it's going to monitor your health. So the setup is everything is going to be about your health, right? The way that the MOTB, the mark, is going to be implemented, it's going to be through your health. Just the same way that the jab was all about your health. Oh, we're doing this for your health. We're doing this for public safety. It's to protect you and others. They're going to do the same thing with the chip. All right. So the Pentagon has already spilled the beans that it's not going to be just, oh, we're going to force this chip in you just because we want to monitor you, or just because we want to track and trace you. No, the way they're presenting it, because Esau's slick, the devil is sneaky. The way they're presenting it is we're bringing this about because we want to monitor your health. We're doing this for health, you know, same thing. That's why this QR code is called Digital Health Pass, right? Everything is about your health. That's the way the devil presents himself. You know, Satan is presenting himself as an angel of light. It says, where are we at here? I lost my spot. It It says the digital card offers a few benefits beyond a paper card. QR codes can be forged in a way a paper card can't be. QR codes can't be forged in the way a paper card could be, because a restaurant or a music venue can use a scanner app to verify that it's legitimate. People can also download the QR code again if they lose it, adding a convenience factor. So there you go. That in a nutshell is they're giving you the game plan right there. Convenience. This is going to be a better way to make sure people aren't cheating. And look, the Esau is doing what Esau does best. He's being sneaky. He's taking up crafty counsel. All right. And, but unto us that believe in Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah sincerely, what does the scripture say? Since I have made this, Jeremiah 49:10, I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places. Right? Not just his places, but his thoughts too. See, like we're able to, the Most High gave us a certain spiritual power, right? And some people might say it's a low level spiritual power, but he's gave us the spiritual power, this insight where we're able to tap into Esau's thoughts, right? So that's a spiritual thing. It, you know, it's kind of like twofold. Yeah, the Most High has uncovered his secret places, and that could be physical, but also spiritually, mentally, we could tap into Esau and kind of like see what Esau is about to do next. Why? Because we believe in the scriptures. We read the scriptures. The Lord gave a revelation of the scriptures to us, so we can see. We can see it clearly. But these dum-dums can't see it. We can see Esau coming a mile away. We can see what he's about to do. Any little thing that he does, the Most High will help us. You know, he will unlock whatever his Esau's agenda is. He will unlock our brain so that we can see it. It'll open up that door and we can see right through it. All right. And this is what got Esau shook. You got to remember where we were some time ago, you know, 50 years ago. You didn't see all these people claiming to be Israel. What happened? We were just Negroes. We were niggas. We were spicks, wetbacks. We were nobodies, right? Now you got Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans saying we're the true tribes of Israel. Like, they're like, what? Wait. And then we're going into history and verifying it. Esau knows his time is short. That's why they're panicking. That's why they're doing what they're doing, because they know the Lord is on his way. All right. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back in a minute. Yeah, so back at it. I was speaking on how, you know, we have the hopeful elect of the men that believes in Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah. You know, we can see through Esau's BS. So I'll get the classic scripture here. The classic, everyone knows it. Everybody in the truth knows it. But it says that this Psalms 83:3, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Says they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. And that's where Esau is panicking. That's why he's panicking, because he's like, man, wait, damn, all these niggas and spicks and wetbacks, they all of a sudden now they know who they are. I'm talking about the elites. Now, the low-level, stupid-ass Edomites, they think we crazy. I seen some videos where they were laughing at us and mocking us for calling ourselves Israel. Right? Because they think the people that are over there now, the small hats, so they hate them. And they think we're just crazy because we're calling ourselves that. But the elites know. The elites know because they got the records. Right? They got the records. So when you see these devils coming through with this QR code talking about it's for your health. And, oh, it's so much. It's going to be better because, you know, you just be able to scan it and it's going to be convenient. See, we can see through that. We understand that they're taking up crafty counsel. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Because the devil's coming down with great wrath, right? He's coming down with great wrath. You can see it, man. It says, for they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. See, the thing is with Edom, they'll go to war with each other, right? They'll be fighting against each other. They hate each other. But when it comes to tearing us down, they'll unite. They'll unite. Like the scripture says here, for they have consulted together. That's the one thing that Esau is always going to be united on, and that's destroying the children of Israel. The Most High's chosen people. Esau will always unite on that front. All right. And even when Esau does good for you or does something good for you or help you, and I forget the scripture offhand, but it's the Most High that made him do it. You know, so even when the evil does good, it's only because the Most High made him do it. It's not because he's good. You understand what I'm saying? Most High made him do it. I forget that scripture. One of y'all brothers, I'm pretty sure y'all saying, damn, Zakaria, you can't remember it. Yeah, man, they're taking crafty counsel. Since for they have consulted together with one consent, they are confederate against thee. Then it goes on to list the names of these different nations that come against us. And it starts with the tabernacles of Edom. That's number one on the list. Psalms 83 and 6, number one on the list of the groups that, or the nations that are coming against us, the tabernacles of Edom. It starts right there. And then it goes, and the Ishmaelites, right? Because, you know, the Ishmaelites had a hand in transatlantic slave trade, right? Moab. So, again, man, all these nations are going to be judged. But Edom, you got a special judgment, especially you elites, because the Lord is going to preserve you so that you make it through this coming destruction. And you're going to be the first slaves. All right. Let me see if I can get more of this article here. And see if there's anything else here. Talking about these QR codes, it says people can get the QR code from their state health authority if they've been jabbed, and one of the 13 states now participating, right? So they got 13 states participating in this rollout of the QR code. Okay. Now the QR code is the next level. First you had the pandemic, then you had the jab rollout, right? Which Trump did that with the Operation Warp Speed. Then the Biden administration took it over. And at first they came out all nicey, oh, go take your jab, save your parents, and you're protecting yourself and protecting others. Then they got mean with it and said, if you don't take it, you won't be able to go to work. So then they had this thing where people were forging and making up counterfeit cards, right? Vax cards. But you knew that was going to happen, right? They knew that. They anticipated that. But they already had this system in place. Like, oh, look at what we've got. We've got these QR codes that will solve that problem of counterfeits, right? But that's the next level. This is the next level. So we went from the jab cards, right, to the cards and the passports, right? That's one level. Now, the second level is the QR codes, which you're going to on your phone. Okay. And that's going to be their way to track and trace you and monitor you, but they're going to do it in the name of health. Now, that's being implemented quietly, just as this article says. I'm going to read it. This is NBC News. Quietly and over some objections, a national digital fax card has emerged. Okay, a national digital card. Okay, because everything's going digital. That's what this whole cryptocurrency thing is about. Okay, everything's going digital. All right, they want you on a digital chain. That way they can just decide, okay, you said something that we don't like. You went against the government. Boom, we can just push a button, delete everything. Delete your history, delete everything. All right, you need to go watch that movie In Time. Go watch the movie In Time with Justin Timberlake. All right, they show you what they want the future to look like. They can literally just take away time from your life and just you gone digitally. I'm talking about digitally. You literally in that movie, you literally had a digital time clock in your forearm, I believe, if I remember correctly, or like in your wrist area somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like some real Mark of the Beast type stuff. So Esau puts this stuff right in front of you. But they'll say it's just conspiracy theory, right? But it says people can get the QR code from their state health authority if they've been vaxxed in one of the 13 states now participating, but they may also be able to get from a hospital or from a national pharmacy chain such as Albertsons, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, or stores like Walmart if they've been shot already or they got the jab already. And it says the QR codes are also spreading internationally. So it's not just in America. It says Japan launched a similar system last month. In Ontario, Canada, is requiring people to have a scannable proof of vax to eat inside restaurants or go inside certain other businesses. QR codes are increasingly required as part of a international airline travel. It says within the U.S., the QR codes are still voluntary. California and Louisiana became the first states to roll out the smart health card last June, and the number of issuers grew slowly at first, but said before picking up pace over time. So, yeah, man, this is real. This is happening. This is happening. This is happening. I want to get this the scripture, man, so that brothers don't be weary. You gotta have faith, because you know, even though all this stuff is horrifying, and we know we're about to go through some real testing times. But I'm gonna get Psalms 50 and 15. I want to leave on this, right? Psalms 50 and 15, it says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. All right? So we got to keep that in mind, that our help is coming from the Most High. Our help is not coming from this government. It's not coming from this world. It's not going to come from your friends, your family. The scriptures say, call upon me, the Most High, in thy day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. It says, but until the wicked, the Most High Power said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seest thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee. When thou sawest a thief, consentest with him and has been partaker with adulterers. It says, Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Okay, taking up crafty counsel. All right. Thou sitteth and speaketh against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done and kept silent. Since thou, though thou thoughtest that I was altogether such and one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget the Most High power, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Because, and I want to say this, because, simple and plain, the just are going to believe in the Most High power in these last days. The just are going to keep their faith. The just are going to bear it. All right. With these many distractions, we're still going to bear it. We're still going to grin our teeth and go through, right? Like grunts, you know, in the army. You know what I mean? Grunts in the military have to bear hardness, endure hardness, and go through it. All right. Call upon me. It says, and call upon me in thy day, in the day of trouble. Because it's going to be a troublesome time. This QR code is quietly rolling out as we speak. Esau literally is telling you that they underhandedly. So while you people out there, even the people that are anti-mandate, you feel good, you're rejoicing, you're celebrating because a lot of these states have dropped their mandates. What you don't know is that Esau is taking crafty counsel, and he is quietly setting up the next phase for the New World Order. Okay? Keep the faith. Remember that it's all about Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. That's what we're going to have to turn to in these last days. You know, scriptures say, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. All right. That's Isaiah 31st chapter. First verse. Matter of fact, let me get it right quick. It says, woe to them, Isaiah 31st chapter, first verse here, it says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. And I just wanted to jump on that right quick, because America is modern day Egypt. It's modern day Rome, modern day Babylon. Woe unto them. If you're going to Egypt for help, you're not going to make it. That's why the scriptures say, call upon me in the day of trouble. That's why I wanted to leave with that scripture. Call upon me. All right. You're not going to call upon, you're not going to call upon Joe Biden in the day of your trouble. All right. Remember who you're supposed to call upon. All right. Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah, that's who you call upon. That's who's going to rescue you in your day of trouble. And with that, I want to say, Shalom. All praises due to Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah.